Towards the end of the parsha, Yosef meets the Sar Mashkim and the Sarofim in jail, and he was asked to interpret their dreams. He does. Sar Mashkim is told he's going to live, and the Sarofim is going to be hung. How did Yosef know by listening to the Sarofim that he was going to be hung, and by listening to the Sar Mashkim that he was going to live? It's really fascinating listening to the story of the Sarofim. How much participation did he have? Absolutely nothing. The basket was full on top of his head. The basket was on his head. The bird came down, and it happened. He had no involvement. He had no participation whatsoever. A person who doesn't do anything, he's not active, that's not really being alive. As opposed to the Sar Mashkim, where he says, I took the grapes, and I crushed the grapes, and I did this, and I did that. That person was active. That person's destined to live. We're put on this world to go ahead and be accomplished and be successful, to be productive, not to sit back and be passive throughout an entire day, an entire week, an entire life. Yosef says, if you're being passive, then you're not going to be alive. If you're going to be active, then you're going to be alive. That's the definition of life. Go out and produce. Have a great Shabbos.